Would the members please vote, signify their presence. Have all members voted this morning? Secretary, close roll.
The roll shows 15 senators present this morning. Senators Paul Fischer and Sturgiluski are excused from the call of the Senate today.
May we stand for the invocation.
Let us pray. Our God and Heavenly Father, through Jesus Christ our Lord, we come to you to acknowledge our need. The path we are to travel today is new to us. There are uncertainties, there are dangers, there are opportunities of which we have no certain knowledge. We have been on similar paths in days past, but we have never been this way before. You are an eternal God, all-powerful and all-knowing. You desire to be included in our lives as the path unfolds before us. This morning, therefore, we ask for faith and trust to meet the uncertainties, courage and truth to remove the dangers and pitfalls, determination and unselfishness to properly handle the opportunities that will come to us. Grant us a thankful spirit as we allow you to meet our need. Amen.
Secretary, certify as correctness of the journal preceding day.
I wish to certify as the correctness of the journal for the 106th legislative day.
Senator Ray.
Move the journal for the 106th legislative day be approved and certified.
Objection. So ordered. There are guests for introduction this morning. Senator Moss.
Mr. President, I'd like to introduce to the Senate side here a friend and a constituent, Jack Goddard from Copper Center. First time I've had the opportunity to introduce him.
Yes, it's good to see Jack and Gallery Day. Are there messages from the governor?
There are no messages from the governor today, Mr. President.
Are the messages from the House?
Messages of April 23. The House passed and returned Senate Joint Resolution Number 26, Training of Physicians. This has been sent to enrolling. The House concurred in the Senate amendment to CSHCR 9 Fin, thus committee substitute for House Concurrent Resolution Number 9, Finance, amended Senate, calling for erection of a suitable memorial to honor veterans of all wars involving the United States on the site presently occupied by Nimbus, passed the House. The House concurred in the Senate amendment to House Bill Number 478, thus Senate CS for House Bill 478 Rules, amended Senate, passed the House, and a Senate letter of intent was adopted by the House. The House failed to recede from House Committee Substitute Senate Bill Number 453 and returned Senate Bill 453, Commission on Judicial Conduct. The Speaker appointed a conference committee to meet with the like committee from the Senate to consider the bills. Representative Bussell, Chairman, Representatives Liska and Clarkson. On April 18, the President appointed Senator Ray, Chairman, Senators Ziegler and Gilman. Those are the messages from the House.
Are there communications this morning?
There are no communications.
Reports of standing committees.
The Resources Committee considered Senate Bill Number 503, Hazardous Waste, and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute with a majority do pass a new title and a letter of intent. Signed Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Sturgiluski, Eliason, and Ziegler. Senator Mulcahy and Senator Paul Fischer signed no recommendation. SB 503 has a further referral to Judiciary. The Resources Committee considered committee substitute for House Joint Resolution Number 19, Fish, relating to United States observers on foreign fishing vessels, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fischer, Sturgiluski, Ziegler, Mulcahy, and Paul Fischer. CS HDR 19, Fish, has no further referral.
Rules Committee.
The Resources Committee considered CS for House Bill Number 624, Resources, Qualifications for Home Sites, and recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fischer, Sturgiluski, Eliason, Mulcahy, Paul Fisher, and Ziegler. CS HB 624, Resources, has a further referral to Finance. The Judiciary Committee considered House Bill Number 717, amended, Longevity Bonus Program, requiring the payment of longevity bonuses from appropriations from the general fund and a majority of the committee recommends do pass, signed Senator Ray, chairman, concurring Senator Ziegler, Josephson, and Eliason. Senator Pettyjohn signed no recommendation. HB 717-M has a further referral to finance. The Rules Committee considered the following and recommend that they be calendared on April 24. Senate Bill Number 222, Organization of the Department of Natural Resources, substituting references in Alaska statutes to the Department and the Commissioner for reference to the Division of Lands, and recommends the Finance Committee substitute. Senate Bill 301, establishing a fur-bearer management, and recommends the Resources Committee substitute. Senate Bill 375, Land Disposal and Management, and recommends the Resources Committee substitute. CS House Bill 535, State Affairs, Group of Purchase of Group Life Insurance by Former State Employees and Others, signed Senator Fakes, chairman, concurring Senators Kelly, Ray, and Bennett. These do appear on today's calendar. Those are the standing committee reports.
Senate, I know, appreciates the dispatch with which the Judiciary Committee handled the Pioneers Benefits Program sent it to Finance. Are the reports of special committees?
There are no special committee reports.
Takes us to the daily calendar, Senator A.
I think we have the conference committee report on 258.
Yes, conference committee on 258 was requested by the chairman to hold it over a day, and I acquiesced to that. We'll be at ease. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent to send the Senate to recess for purposes of a leadership caucus.
There'll be a brief caucus. Call the chair. Come to order. Before us is the daily calendar. Secretary, please read Senate Bill 222 by title author committee report.
Senate Bill Number 222 by the Resources Committee, an act relating to the organization of the Department of Natural Resources, substituting references in Alaska statutes to the Department and the Commissioner for references to the Division of Lands and the Director of the Division of Lands. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with the committee substitute and the majority do pass. Signed Senator Fahrenkamp, chairman, concurring Senator Sturgiluski, Paul Fisher, Eliason, Mulcahy, and Ziegler. The Finance Committee returned in 1983 the bill to the Resources Committee. The Resources Committee reconsidered the bill and recommends it be replaced with a second Resources Committee substitute with a new title and do pass. Signed Senator Fahrenkamp, chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fisher, Eliason, Ziegler, and Mulcahy. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with the CSSB 222 Finance with the majority do pass with a fiscal note and a new title. Signed Senator Sackett, co-chairman, concurring Senators Mulcahy, Josephson, Fakes, Vic Fisher, and Bennett. Senator Ferguson signed no recommendation. There are three committee substitutes.
Resource chairperson.
Mr. Chairman, I move and ask unanimous consent that we adopt the Finance Committee substitute.
Objection. Jordan, Secretary, read the bill by title.
Mr. President, the adoption of the Finance Committee substitute would require a change in title.
Thank you. So noted. Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill Number 222, financed by the Finance Committee, an act relating to the organization of the Department of Natural Resources and planning and construction of forest products access roads and providing for an effective date.
Without objection, this bill will be held second reading. Committee substitute has been adopted. Tell tomorrow's calendar, on tomorrow's calendar in second reading. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, I should alert the body that the committee substitute has been adopted, but the title has not.
Yes. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, in view of the number of sheets of paper involved, might I suggest that members leave their copies on their desk so we don't have to reproduce the whole stack of papers?
Well, it's a good point. It's expansive, and there is must be 200 pages. Thank you very much. You have floor, resource chairperson.
Mr. President, they'll notice most of that is just the present law. So if the changing on the first page would be, if a title change comes about, would be all that's necessary.
Next item on the daily calendar is Senate Bill 301, Secretary, read 301 by title off and committee report.
Senate Bill number 301 by Senator Fahrenkamp, an act establishing a fur-bearer management fund and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends that it be replaced with a committee substitute with a new title and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senator Sturgiewski, Vic Fisher, Eliason, and Ziegler. The Finance Committee waived referral. There is a committee substitute.
To the committee substitute, Senator.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Resources Committee substitute be adopted.
Without objection, so ordered. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for Senate Bill number 301, Resources, by the Resources Committee, an act relating to fur bearer management and increasing related license fees and providing for an effective date.
The bill is before you. There are no amendments?
There are no amendments.
Senator A. The absence of amendments?
The absence of amendments, Mr. President, I would move committee substitute for Senate Bill 301, Resources, be considered in gross advance, third reading, place and final passage.
Without objection. Secretary, read the bill on third reading.
CS for Senate Bill number 301, Resources, an act relating to fur bearer management and increasing related license fees and providing for an effective date.
Bill is before you for discussion and debate. Group in the back, please proceed.
Mr. President, this bill was requested by the Alaska Trappers Association. And in the teleconferencing and conferences we held on this, there was no opposing testimony. What currently the revenues from sale of trapping licenses are constitutionally dedicated to fish and game fund because the dedication is required under federal law in order for them to receive the Pittman-Robertson matching funds. The trappers themselves asked to have their funds increased to $7 so that they could further enhance the fur bearer management account within the fund, enhance the fur bearer's population, increase the productivity of fur bearer habitat, do fur bearer research, and educate trappers. And that $7 was a voluntary thing on their part. We had legal opinions from the AG's office and from our own legal office to say that this was a constitutional bill, and I urge its passage.
Yeah, the floor is under.
There is a new title.
Please note, title change. Title change is adopted. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, the question to whoever might care to respond. I understand the increase in the trapping license, and for a specific purpose, it's perfectly understandable. However, why are sports fishing and hunting licenses also being increased? I'm not sure that would be overly popular with my constituents.
Resource chairperson.
They wanted the same things done in those areas and saw in the Fish and Game Fund.
Ready for the question? Question's called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 301 be adopted by the Senate? You may proceed to vote. Have all members voted? Does any member wish to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 13 yeas, 3 nays, 2 excused, and 2 absent.
Bill has been adopted.
Senator Ray. Effective date clause.
Question is before us, shall the effective date clause be adopted? You may proceed to vote. If all members voted, does any member wish to change their vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 2 excused, 2 absent.
Bill has been adopted. Effective date clause has been adopted. Next item on daily calendar, Senate Bill 375. Secretary, read the bill.
Senate Bill number 375 by Senator Fahrenkamp, an act relating to land disposal and management and providing for an effective date. The Resources Committee considered this bill and recommends it be replaced with a committee substitute and a majority do pass. Signed, Senator Fahrenkamp, Chairman, concurring Senators Vic Fisher, Eliason, and Ziegler. Senator Mulcahy signed no recommendation. The Finance Committee considered this bill and recommends the Resources Committee substitute do pass with an attached new fiscal note. Senator Sackett, co-chairman, and Senators Ferguson and Bennett signed no recommendation. Signing do pass were Senators Mulcahy, Josephson, and Vic Fisher.
Senator, you have the floor, Resource Chairperson.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the Resources Committee substitute be adopted.
Without objection, Secretary, read the bill.
Committee substitute for Senate Bill number 375, Resources, by the Resources Committee, an act relating to land disposal and management and providing for an effective date.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
Absence amendments, Senator Ray.
Move committee substitute for Senate Bill 375, Resources, be considered engrossed of as third reading and place the final passage.
Objection. Secretary, read the bill in third reading.
Committee substitute. For Senate Bill number 375, Resources, an act relating to land disposal and management and providing for an effective date.
Give the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, we have worked on this bill. This was a Resource Committee interim project, and over 80 user groups and individuals have helped in the arriving at this bill. That included DNR, League of Women Voters, Alaska Miners Association, Fish and Game, Alaska Federation of Natives, Alaska Oil and Gas Association, Resource Development County, the Center for Environment, Alaska Trapper Association, Farmers and Stock Growers, United Fishermen of America, Society of American Foresters, and so on and so on. We had hearings on this in Fairbanks in September, in Anchorage in October, and then numerous hearings on the part of the committee. Generally, this will help DNR to have a more efficient implementation of the land disposal program, and it revises some of the land management procedures. All of you have on your desk a section-by-section analysis as well as a comparison of the Title 38 as it is now and what this bill does to it. The specific provisions are it requires legal to reserve feasible right-of-ways and easements on each parcel disposed of. It requires the compliance with local subdivision ordinances that require capital improvements. It expedites the notice procedure for land exchange involving less than 640 acres of state lands or valued at less than $100,000. It requires that more than one notice procedure be used for classification, sale, and lease of disposal of state lands. It increases the value of negotiated leases to $5,000 a year and a term to 10 years. It authorizes DNR to negotiate leases for tide and submerged lands with upland owners without competitive bidding, provides a mechanism for correcting defective state title to lands by authorizing the commissioner to quick claim land back to the federal government upon a termination that the land was erroneously conveyed. Under the present law, all the people can do is take it to court and DNR's hands are tied. It establishes an appeal process for contract violation. It extends the time for appraisal, if appraisal is valid, from 120 days to a year. And I think all the rest of you can see the rest of it. It's a major piece of legislation. I urge your support.
Senator Gillen.
Mr. President, I think the Resources Committee, particularly Chairman, should be commended for again, trying to work out some of the long-standing problems with land disposal in the state. However, I do have a question on page 21, lines 14 through 18, which deals with the University of Alaska Trust lands, which we transferred to the university last year under Chapter 22. Did the court settlement or the Supreme Court decision mandate that the mineral estate of the university lands follow the land?
Question was poised. I don't know if there is an answer.
Mr. President, I missed the page and reference.
The page and the reference and the area was requested.
Could we stand at ease?
We'll be at ease. Porter. The further debate? Ready for the question? Question is called for. The question is, shall committee substitute for Senate Bill 375, shall be adopted by the Senate. You may proceed to vote. All members have voted. Have all members voted? Same member wishes to change his or her vote. Secretary, close the roll.
Roll shows 16 yeas, 2 excused, 2 absent.
Bill has been adopted. Senator Ray.
We're going to ask unanimous consent for the roll call on the passage of Committee 72% of Bill 375 resources be considered the roll call on Section 82 of the bill.
Objection.
Move and ask unanimous consent that the roll call on the passage of Committee 72% of Bill 375 resources be considered the roll call on Section 83 of the bill.
So ordered. 75 and effective date clauses have been adopted. Next item data calendar is House Bill 535. You have the floor.
May I have a brief at ease?
We'll be at ease. Secretary, please proceed.
Committee substitute for House Bill number 535, State Affairs, by the State Affairs Committee, an act relating to the purchase of group life insurance by former state employees and others. The Labor and Commerce Committee considered this bill, and a majority of the committee recommends do pass. Signed, Senator Elias and Chairman, concurring Senators Rohde, Mulcahy, and Pettyjohn. Finance Committee waived.
Are there amendments?
There are no amendments.
In the absence of amendments, Senator Ray.
Move the committee substitute for House Bill 535, State Affairs, be advanced to third reading, place the final passage.
Without objection. Secretary, read the bill.
CS for House Bill number 535, State Affairs, an act relating to the purchase of group life insurance by former state employees and others.
Before you for discussion for debate, Senator Ray.
House Bill 535 is a single-purpose piece of legislation designed to allow retired state employees to continue their group life insurance after they reach the age of 65. They would also be required to pay the premiums on this coverage.
Is there further question? Resource chairperson.
A question through the chair. Does this then, it was my understanding, state employees can, at termination or under certain circumstances, can continue their life insurance now. Is this just after 65, or is there a change in that procedure?
Mr. President, at,
yeah,
the, age at the age 65, their eligibility to an insurance has been terminated. What we're doing here is allowing them to continue on at their own expense, which would be a net result. The premium rates would benefit the retirees. The program, the bill is supported by the administration, Alaska Public Employees Association, and the University of Alaska.
You have the floor. If I might ask, the term life insurance they have is what, $45,000 or something like that? We're in third reading. Senate Bill 370 or 535. Question is called for. You may proceed to vote. No one desires to change their vote. Does anyone desire to change his or her vote? Secretary, close the roll.
The roll shows 16 yeas, 2 excused, 2 absent.
House Bill 535 has been adopted. Takes the citation calendar.
Citations honoring Little Norway Festival by Representatives Wendy, McBride, Davis, and Bussell, and Senators Ziegler, Eliason, and Hofford. Honoring Lutheran Eskimo missions by Representatives Fuller, M. M. Miller, Adams, Hayes, and Baska, and Senator Ferguson. Honoring Alaska Elks Lodge 420 by Representatives Cato, Fuller, M. M. Miller, and Duncan, and Senator Ziegler, Ray, and Gilman.
You have the floor, Senator Lyons.
Mr. President, like my name be added to the Alaska Elks Lodge number 420.
Without objection, so would I. Senator Ray.
I'd like mine honoring my homeland, Little Norway.
Senator Ray. You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I'd like my name added to the Alaska Elks Lodge number 420.
Any further additions or corrections, Senator Ray?
No other additions, corrections, or omissions. I'll move the citation calendar be approved as read.
Citation calendar has been adopted this morning, Senator Ray. Is there unfinished business this morning? You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I would like to waive state affairs referral on HJR 76 dealing with new infantry division. State affairs already dealt with the Senate resolution, which is in rules in committee substitute form.
There's no objection, Senator Ziegler.
Mr. President, this may be unnecessary, but I would move and ask unanimous consent that I be excused from the Senate, not subject to a call this coming Friday from 1 p.m.
You have the floor, Senator Bennett.
I would ask consent that the Senate Finance Committee referral be waived on SCR 17 relating to Lower Hoffman Road upgrading. Also SCR 20 relating to Glen Alps Road upgrading.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, I move and ask unanimous consent that the five-day rule be waived on House Bill 479, which is issuing citations in state parks, so that we may hear it tomorrow.
No objection. Next item on the daily calendar, announcement of committee meetings. Further announcements? You have the floor, Senator.
Finance Committee this afternoon at 1:30 will take up Senate Bill 352, an act establishing the Alaska Railroad Corporation. Also, tomorrow morning at 8:30, we'll take up the closeout of the University of Alaska budget.
Senator Ferencamp.
Mr. President, Resources Committee will meet at 3 p.m. in the Bell's room tomorrow. We will be taking up HCSSB 269, Second Finance. It's an act relating to the sale of royalty oil with the state of Alaska to Chevron. SB 288, an act relating to the Board of Fisheries. SB 289, an act relating to the discharge of firearms and hunting and fishing in state parks and recreation areas. SB 407, an act relating to the prevention and abatement of water pollution. And HB 479, an act relating to the issuance of citation of violations of certain offenses within state parks and recreation facilities.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, HB 294, which has quite an extensive amendment to it, we were prepared to bring it up this afternoon at 1:30. That's a Nick Arm Crossing bond bill. I'd like to move that up to 1 o'clock so that we may have that, and other members of the Transportation Committee will be able to go on up to finance then on the railroad bill. So I'm changing the time to 1 o'clock. That we will meet on House Bill 294 so we can have the committee's presentation of the major amendments to that bill for the Nick Arm Crossing Toll Bridge Authority.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, Labor and Commerce will meet this afternoon at 1:30 in the Belts Room. We'll have Senate Bill 494, an act relating to sale of timeshare programs, House Bill 116, an act relating to financial institution examinations and examination fee assessments. House Bill 495, an act providing for prison of war special registration plates. 1:30.
Floor, Senator.
Mr. President, State Affairs meets 3 o'clock this afternoon in the Butrovich Room. Senate Bill 501, conduct of public employees in the executive branch, and HAR 74, relating to Pope John Paul's and President Reagan's visit to Fairbanks.
You have the floor, Senator.
Mr. President, there will be a meeting of the Anchorage Caucus today at noon, in the House Finance Committee meeting.
You have the floor, Senator.
Thank you, Mr. President. Any of the senators who have firmed up their plans reference to going up for the President and the Pope's visit, if you could notify my office before the end of business today, the various agencies responsible want a list of the elected people who will be there.
Items under special orders this morning. Senator Ray.
Mr. President, under special orders, I have a missive here that I was going to read, and upon further reflection, I don't think that I should dignify it It's from Dr. Sherman Carter, the executive vice president and acting president, I guess, of the University of Alaska. And this seems to me that this gentleman, I was quite upset. If I might have the privilege of the floor to discuss this, Mr. President.
You have the privilege of the floor if you wish to discuss it. There's no objection.
Well, this gentleman, I think, is being a little impulsive and perhaps thoughtless, and he believes wishful thinking that he is already the president. And hopefully for the good of the state of Alaska and certainly the University of Alaska at large, it would be, in my opinion, it would be almost tragic to make this man the permanent president, because I don't think he has a grasp on reality.
You wish to adjourn? You have the floor, Senator.
Special privilege of the floor to discuss Title 18, Chapter 67.
You have the floor, Senator. There's no objection.
Mr. President, over the weekend, I noted in the newspaper that Mr. Robert Hansen, I think his name is, who is the individual who admitted to slaying numerous people in the Anchorage area, announced his intention to write a book about his career. And he started out, as I recall the newspaper article, by saying that he was going to write some humorous short stories. I suppose they'll be about as humorous as Edgar Allan Poe's short stories, Mr. President, but I also understood from reading the article that he intended to write some memoirs for commercial purposes about his activities. I received some constituent inquiries about the status of state law, and particularly whether Alaska could consider something modeled on the Son of Sam Act in New York State, which prohibited a convict in that situation from deriving financial benefit. Mr. President, we do have in Title 18, Chapter 67, Section 165, legislation on this subject that was adopted apparently in 1977 or 78, perhaps as early as 72, which says that every person accused of a crime with respect to the reenactment of that crime by way of a movie, book, etc., shall pay to the Violent Crimes Compensation Board any money which would otherwise be owing to the person accused or his representatives. Mr. President, the language of this disturbs me a little bit, because this talks about people accused, and I'm not absolutely satisfied that it reaches this situation. But it ought to logically reach the situation where someone has actually been convicted. And I am going to take the matter up with the Attorney General. I hope other senators would be pleased to join me to make sure that 1867-165 covers this situation, that the proceeds of any sales from any literature by Mr. Hansen relating to his exploits goes to the Violent Crimes Compensation Board, and in case there is any glitch, that we can cover that by appropriate legislation before we adjourn. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Rohde.
The privilege of the floor on the same topic. I appreciate the comments that Senator Josephson made. They're absolutely correct. The present law isn't adequate, and I do think we need to make several minor but very important additions to the existing statute to require that any monies go into the fund as the language is presently written, unless there were outstanding awards or judgments. It would be a very painful thing for the families of deceased individuals to press a claim in court to receive monies under this. I think we can clarify it in a very straightforward fashion and prevent the abuses that Senator Josephson referred to. Thank you, Mr. President.
Senator Florison.
Mr. President, on the same topic?
Yes, sir.
Mr. President, I think we probably can do something in that area. And I also got some calls on this topic in the last couple of days following that newspaper article. But the one thing that disturbs me most is probably not the compensation, which I think we can handle, but the invasion of the rights of the families and relatives and people involved that would come out of the publication of anything in that area. I realize we're dealing with the right to expression, and it's something that we may not be able to reach a solution to. But I think that's something that we should at least look very hard at trying to find a way to limit the publication of the final moments of people who were killed by a mass murderer. And I certainly have a strong objection and a strong feeling for the people that are trying to protect the memories of loved ones in that kind of case.
Thank you very much. The floor, Senator.
The privilege of the floor on the same subject, Mr. President, if I could.
There's no objection, Senator.
I have the same feelings that the other members have expressed on this subject. And for situations like this that might occur in the future, I think there is another way to approach this problem, and that is outlined in a bill that I introduced along with Senator Fakes, Senator Kelly, and Senator Paul Fisher, Senate Bill 121. And I think if we had that law in effect, we wouldn't be faced with the problem that we're discussing here. That's the bill on capital punishment.
Senator Ray.
Everybody finished? Is there no other business come before the Senate? I move we adjourn at 10 a.m. Wednesday.
We are adjourned.